Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Deep Dish Radio, episode 13, jazz musician Raoul Midon.
Hey, welcome back to Deep Dish Radio. I am your host, Tim Powers. Today, very special episode. I met the coolest guy, and I want to introduce you to him. He is jazz musician Raoul Midon. And just an amazing guitar player, amazing scat singer. The guy loves, eats, sleeps, and breathes jazz, and that makes him cool with me. His music is outstanding, and he is now on tour with the Monterey Jazz Festival All-Stars. So keep an eye open for that if you are a jazz fan. You want to know what Raoul's all about? Let me give you 1 minute to give you an earful of what you will hear if you listen to our guest today, Raoul Midon.
I come from a tried tradition of brothers in the brotherhood tree. There's Lemon Jefferson, Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, and me.
The lover lingered near, she gave no sign. Imprisoned by her station in society, she kept a secret love a mystery. Was it ever really love? Was it love? Was it ever really love? I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and
now that's some amazing music. Now, on top of that, if you consider that Raoul is visually impaired and does his own production, that is amazing. He runs his own studio inside his own laboratory, as he calls it. He engineers his own tracks and layers that audio. And so all the harmonies and things that you hear in some of those songs are indeed Raoul layered on top of Raoul. And it's amazing that he can get all that, and we talk about how he does that. We talk about his influences, and we talk about how he learned, how he got where he is. Fascinating guy. And his new album is available wherever you buy albums. So if you like what you just heard, check out the newest album called Don't Hesitate. It's available on iTunes. It's available on Amazon. You can follow Raoul on Spotify, and I encourage you to do that right now. Also, don't forget to check out the Monterey Jazz Festival All-Stars. Their website is montereyjazzfestival.org, and they are touring all over the world. These are some amazing jazz musicians. This is the next generation of fantastic traditional jazz, and it's where everything is. We'll get to Raoul in a minute. In the meantime, if you like what you hear, I encourage you to tell your friends. I encourage you to tell your coworkers. I encourage you to tell your parents. Tell your neighbors. Go ahead. Anybody. I don't care. Tell them that you love Deep Dish Radio and you want to check it out. You want to hear more. You can reach me at tim@deepdishradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Deep Dish Radio. And, of course, leave us comments on iTunes because we thrive on that kind of stuff. We've been getting some really great comments, and I'd love to hear from you. If you like what you hear, if you don't like what you hear, if you wish I would just shut up and stop rambling at the beginning of the shows and tell you what's going on, then by all means, go ahead and let me know. That would be fantastic. In the meanwhile, lots of exciting things happening here at Deep Dish Radio. We have some exciting guests coming up, so I encourage you to stay tuned and let us entertain your ears. That's what we do. Up in just a moment, Raul Mendez.
It's Deep Dish Podcast. Subscribe today and tell a friend about Deep Dish Podcast with Tim Powers. With Tim Powers.
The new album is called Don't Hesitate, and it's got some great things on it, and it's got some great... you know, when you're at a point where, you know, a guy like Bill Withers is one of your sidemen, it's, you've reached a point in your career where it's really fantastic. Tell me a little bit about how some of the songs on Don't Hesitate came together. Like, Mi Amigo Cubano, was a collaboration with Bill Withers, and there's a couple others where Diane Reeves plays. Can you talk about how some of that came together?
Yeah, well, The song with Bill Withers actually started happening quite a few years ago. I was on, I guess his daughter had taken him to see me at the what's the place in Hollywood? The something theater. It's going to come to me later. Anyway, he came to a show and Roxy Theater. That's it.
Oh, the Roxy, cool.
In the Roxy, yeah. And he called me one time. I remember it. Him calling me. It was like in the middle of the night. I was in Europe, and nobody told me he was going to call. And he said, "Hey, it's Bill Withers." I'm like, "What? Are you joking?" You know, I said to myself,
yeah, right.
He said, "I want to write a song, you know, with you." And he called me. I mean, I didn't. He said, "I want to write a song, and I want to write a song in Spanish." And I was like, still trying to get the sleep out of my brain. And he said, "I got the first two lines." And he told me the first two lines. He had "Mi amigo cubano, hola, cómo estás."
And that's a start.
And it was pretty. Like I thought, wow, that's kind of basic, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, you know. And then I get to a few months later, maybe weeks, I was in L.A. doing some stuff, and I ended up at his house, and that's when they were doing the documentary Still Bill.
Yeah.
And so I went for that, and we started writing the song then. And you can actually see that on the documentary. You can see us writing it, you know, talking about the ideas and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, he basically told me what he wanted to say, and I kind of made it work in Spanish, basically the way we wrote it. I tell the story on stage that I was the translator on that song. He would say, "How do you say this? How do you say that?" And I'd say, "Like this. Okay, put that in there." Yeah.
That's very cool. That's very cool.
And, so that's how we wrote that.
And but
Diane Reeves,
yeah,
I've had a great relationship with her for. I mean, I did a song for her last record. I did a little feature. You know, I was a little guest on it.
Yeah.
And we agreed. Hey, let's do a trade. You know, you do my record, I'll do your record. So, I had this song that I really wanted her to sing on, and that's Make It Better. And so we, I've recorded my house now. So I got her, you know, invited her to the house, and she came in and sang it, and that's it. It was wonderful to be sitting there producing Diane Reeves, you know. It's just like a dream come true. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So, to me, what was so wonderful about making Don't Hesitate was that it didn't start out as like, "Oh, I'm making an album on a label and the deadline and all that." It was just like, I always work when I'm at home. I always work in the studio. I'm always working on writing. And it kind of came together very organically. Like, wow, I got an album here, you know?
Yeah.
Let's make this into a record. You know?
And you do all your own production, which I think is really, you know, as a audio producer myself, you have your own software and your own laboratory. It's hard for me, and I say this with respect, to imagine cutting wave files without relying on vision. Can you talk about?
Well, you know, it's really. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm interested in hearing about how you do that.
Well, essentially, what it is that I use a program called Cake Talking, which is a kind of an overlay to Cakewalk.
Okay.
And Cake Talking kind of remaps the keyboard so that the things that you need to do with a mouse normally, you do with a keyboard.
Okay.
So, and I'm talking about at a very deep level. I'm talking about VST plugins and compressors and reverbs and effects and audio editing.
Right.
And everything that you have to do as an audio producer, you can do that with the keyboard if once you learn. And, of course, I also use a program called JAWS, which is what we call a screen reading program.
Okay.
Most blind people still use Windows, and that's what they use. That's what they use to have the computer talk back to them what's on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, you have a lot of the same functionality, not totally the same. There are some things that are still difficult to access, but any major operation that you would do, whether it's editing or anything like that, you can do using this program and using Cake Talking. So essentially, without getting into too much detail, which would probably bore the hell out of most people, that's how I do it.
Fair enough. It's all software, but there's no unique hardware. Is that right? It's the same hardware that
really.
Any other studio would have?
Yeah, I mean, I happen to use a Frontier Transport, which they don't make anymore, which makes me really sad, so I bought a bunch of them, which is essentially a remote. Well, you know, in the home, when you don't have another engineer, you need a remote way to record, to punch in and out.
Right.
You know, so I don't want to have to hit the space bar while I've got my hands on the guitar. So I use this Transport, which is a remote, and I have a foot pedal, so I can get myself in the right position with the mics exactly the way I want them and not have to move and record, you know. So, but that's a piece of software hardware that anybody can buy.
Sure, sure.
And I use VST plugins, you know, like everybody else, you know, compressors.
Uh-huh.
And some hardware at, you know, some things, some guitar pedals and stuff like that. But, I mean, essentially the accessibility comes with the software.
And with the software.
And this guy, David Pinto, who should be, you know, win a Peace Prize or something, wrote this program and made it possible for the blind to access this stuff.
It's, I mean, the production on the new album is crystal clear. It's so good. And just really dug it. I was listening to how you layered your vocals on I Can See for Miles. You know,
yes.
Because I mean,
a lot of most of that I kind of grabbed from you know the original,
right?
It's just such a beautifully done that whole album. It's one of my favorite Who albums, even though it was not one of the more successful ones. The Who Sell Out is just amazing, and that song is just it's just amazing.
It's so powerful, yeah.
I was inspired to cover that, you know.
Yeah, and the way that you laid your vocals on it, I'm like, I can hear, you know, you going for Roger's pitch and then layering Pete's counter vocal on top of that, and then
right,
and then Raul's vocal on top of that, and I'm like, that's really cool. Right. That's amazing.
Yeah, I put a little bit of a little bit of R&B into it.
Yeah,
it's
you did
a little less rock than the Who, because that's where I'm coming from. But I stayed pretty close to the original as far as like the vocals and the song and the form.
You put a little more soul into it. If a white kid from St. Louis can say you put some more soul into the Who, then I can. Then I suppose I could say that.
Right.
It's pretty cool. It's a great great album. It came out in May, I believe. And the I've seen a promotional video for "Was It Ever Really Love," which knocked me out. Is that the single that is getting the push? Or
yeah, that's a single that did a little time on the charts.
Right.
You know. Yeah, I mean, you know, can I say that was the song that everybody sort of said, well, this is a single.
And
as much as
hiring for your small business, if you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Even have singles anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's
especially someone like me. But anyway,
you know, it is what it is. It's I mean, top to bottom, it's a solid album. It's fun to listen to, and if that's the one that brings people in,
it's one of my best. Well, first of all, it's my first album that I produced.
Yeah,
and I matter of fact, I think I put too many songs on it.
Yeah, there's what, 14 tracks on it? Is that right? 13 or 14 tracks?
14 tracks, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot for an album these days. And
it is. Yeah.
Like, I think, what, Synthesis had, Synthesis had 11.
And 10 or 11.
Yeah, folks, if you want credibility for the Synthesis, which is an album that came out a couple years ago, has an advisory warning on it. So.
Yes.
Which.
Yeah, because I did that song About You.
About You.
Yeah.
Which is fun. As I dig through the catalog, I'm like, this guy sings a breakup song like nobody's business.
I love that song. People still love it. You know, it's interesting because I tend not to do it at shows unless I'm absolutely sure there's no... Like, I don't want to offend anybody.
Right.
But, you know, if I'm sure there's no kids or if everybody's cool with it, then I do it. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a fun song.
I love it, though.
You should. It's a great cut. So, and that brings us to you touring with the Monterey Jazz All-Stars, which is, where are you tonight?
Yeah.
You're in San Antonio tonight?
I'm in San Antonio, yeah.
Beautiful city.
Yeah. Yeah, and I have to say, I mean, this is a highlight of the past many years for me touring with these guys. I mean, this is every single one of these guys are all stars in their own right. You know, it's Robbie Coltrane, it's Gerald Clayton, it's Joe Sanders, it's
right.
Gregory Hutchison, and Nicholas Payton. And they're all just crazy, crazy good, you know.
Yeah.
So, and you know, jazz is and this kind of tour is different from some other ones that I've done because everybody is 100% committed to the music. About hooking up after the gig, it's about the music, man. And you know, sometimes in tours, people can get caught up in all the other shit that can happen on the road.
Right.
You know? And this is all about music.
You think that's true of the audience too? The audience is there to just dig the music and not the scene that goes along with it. That's kind of what I've noticed about jazz fans. They're there to really dig the music and not the spectacle.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've never been one to separate or celebrity from music. I think the both go together, but the balance has just been tipped way over on the other side, you know, and the music industry has totally become about us but music.
Yeah, it's all image, form over substance,
me,
I think.
I really never pure jazz musician. I saw myself as a kind of a bridge builder, you know. I wanted to write, and I still want to write pop songs. But nobody considers what I write pop these days. So it's kind of a weird, that's kind of a weird position to be.
Right.
Because, you know, I've always wanted to connect I've never been one that just wanted to have a niche audience, you know. And I, you know, my role models are like Stevie Wonder and, you know, Steely Dan and, you know, these people that made really, really wonderful, complex music, but connected with a wider audience. That doesn't seem to be possible these days.
Well,
it's really kind of sad.
It is sad. And I think part of it is the demise of melodic pop, you know, where the melody just is almost inconsequential. If you look at the charts, you know, a lot of it is just is beat driven. And I mean, it's pop music's always been beat driven, but the melody is gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
yep.
On one hand, I want to say that things like American Idol have brought back, you know, to the American consciousness, the ability to sing and carry a note, but it's, you know, not as much.
And I watched the first season, and that was it for me. I couldn't watch it anymore. I watched the first season when Kelly Clarkson won.
Right.
And that was it. That was it. It's all too, yeah, it's just, you know, and part of it is they get people that can't sing and they know it, so that, that's just.
Well, again, that's form over substance in the music industry, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And
you know, the best way for me to deal with it is not to think about it too much because it's very depressing.
Well, as an artist, man.
I try to just make the best music I can and still trying to find my audience, you know, trying to find the audience that wants, you know, that understands my commitment to try to get better and to try to reach deeper as an artist. And at the same time, you know, I don't want to be I never meant to be underground, you know.
Yeah.
I am, but that's not what I was hoping for.
Well, I mean, that gives you some cred, you know, because if you're underground, then the cool people know who you are, you know, and they make they make no secret about, hey, I'm into this guy, man, you should listen to him. And then
and then
it starts bubbling.
Right.
But I mean, you know, you and I are roughly the same age and neither one of us is getting any younger. So I totally get it.
Oh, man, listen, you know, you know how old I am. I mean, with every year that passes, my odds of, you know, whatever. But, I mean, you know, I'm very happy to have a career. I'm happy to have the position to be able to do what I want. I have a recording studio. Nobody tells me what to record or what to put on my records.
Right.
So, you know, I'm happy about that, you know.
Yeah. And, I mean, you're about to walk out and play in front of thousands of people tonight. You know, there are worse fates in life.
Oh, yeah. And with literally some of the world's greatest musicians.
Yeah.
I mean, some of these guys are all world class. Every single one of them. I mean, it's crazy how good they are. Actually, I sit and listen and I'm like, wow. I'm glad they think I'm good enough to be in this band.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, is that intimidating or is that like, yeah, I got my chops, man?
I mean, I enjoy the challenge. I don't know if intimidating is the right word, but I mean, I definitely feel like I got to be on my game every night. Like, I don't feel like I can just, you know, phone it in. I mean, I never do that anyway, but
yeah,
playing with these guys, I feel like, yeah, I got, you know, they're great. They're putting out, so I got to put out. You know, that's how. I'm definitely not like totally in the comfort zone and just cruise. Well,
that'll keep your jazz sharp. I mean, if you guys jam, there's got to be that vulnerability and that sense, the vulnerability and confidence that comes with being able to throw in when it's time and back up when it's time.
Absolutely.
You know, that's really...
These guys, you know, it's interesting because I feel like it's a little different for me because, Ravi and Gerald, they're all totally committed to the art form of jazz. 100% committed. And I kind of have had my foot in a lot of different streams. And so I'm coming from this other place in a way, like, but that's the way it always is. No matter what genre I'm in. You know, if I'm playing with folk musicians or pop musicians, they all think I'm like this heavy jazz guy. You know?
Right.
So it's just, it's my little universe I've made for myself.
Yeah, I mean, come on, you're doing what you love to do, and it's guys like me who help get the word out. So here we are.
Yeah.
How'd you get involved with Snoop?
I mean, he called. I think he saw a video and he said, "This guy to play on my record." So I got a call and I went there and did it. You know. That's pretty much how it happened. I mean, I certainly didn't seek him out.
Yeah.
You know, I think he saw a video of State of Mind.
Right.
And said, I want that guy. Yeah.
Understandable.
It was interesting. Yeah.
I mean, if you can call the shots and get whoever you want, you might as well get whoever you want.
That's right.
You had mentioned that you are working on some new stuff in addition to the tour, in addition to the album that came out in May. You said you were working on some new stuff. What can we expect down the road?
Well, I'm working on a new album already, if you can believe it.
Of course I can.
And I'm working on some new songs, some of which I'm actually playing with this band. I took the opportunity, since I'm playing with such great musicians and musicians in a particular genre, in a very kind of even specialized jazz genre.
Yeah.
There's sort of traditional bebop, and then there's the modern jazz language, what I call the modern jazz language, which is the post-bebop modal language.
Right.
So I've written a bunch of songs in that, because I knew that I was playing with this band. So some of those are going to end up getting recorded.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really amazing. Are you doing your own recording? You're going into a studio with the band? Are you producing?
Yeah, I'm producing, but I mean, I'm not going to, they're not going to be in my home studio.
You're not going to engineer? Yeah.
No, I'm going to let somebody else do that.
All right. Do you have a?
It's a live thing. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go to a studio in New York or New Jersey. Do it.
Cool. Very, very cool. The tour is like we said in as we record this in the middle of January. You're in San Antonio. You were just in the West Coast. You're going to do like a week and a half at Birdland. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. I think a week.
Yeah, the February 2nd to the 6th, you're going to be in Birdland.
Yeah.
And then you're like March and April, you're all over the world, right?
Yeah, I'm in Europe and
the middle of March you're in Urbana, Illinois, and then 2 weeks later you're in Paris.
Correct.
That's pretty cool.
Playing with Manu Cache actually at the Olympia.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that should be pretty awesome. I think Sting as well, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Sting, there's some Sting influence a little bit in some of the stuff that I've heard.
That's kind of totally. Cool. I'm a total Sting fan. I mean, I've got all the albums, literally. I don't have all the Police albums, which I should have, but I have all of the Sting solo albums.
That's pretty cool. What do you listen to in your own time when you're not creating? What is it Like if I went home to your home stereo and popped it on, what would I hear?
You know, it's funny because I do listen to a lot of old music.
Like what? I mean, old is relative, man.
I listen to jazz albums and, you know, Beatles and stuff like that. But then also, I'm always trying to check out new stuff. I mean, I got Joe Locke's new album. That's one of my favorite albums of the whole. I got Liz's new album, and, you know, I got, so, thank you for having me.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Raoul Midon, absolutely amazing jazz musician, multi-instrumentalist, incredible guitar player. I encourage you to watch him on YouTube if he's not in your town. Or, of course, hit his website immediately, Raoul Midon, RaoulMidon.com. Follow him on Spotify. Open up your Google Music player and pop him in. Open up a Pandora channel for Raoul Midon. It is well worth your time. I encourage you to check it out. His album is called Don't Hesitate, and it is available wherever you buy your records. Check it out today. We'll see you next time. It's Tim Powers at Deep Dish Radio. See you later.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.